Well, once again, let's go back to our story, earlier story relating to Sudan and the clashes that are taking place. Let's talk to Lawrence Freeman with the Africa Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review from Lisbon. Welcome, sir. Mr. Freeman, where is the situation heading in South Sudan? Are we going to see a more stable central government following the army clashes that has reportedly thwarted a coup?
Not sure we're going to see a more stable government because the underlying conditions responsible for the violence have not changed at all. People would like to place this in terms of an ethnic conflict, but really, the problem is since the creation of South Sudan, the country has not been developed, so the people are suffering. Lack of food, a lack of jobs, suffering, and just to exist, they have to fight their neighbor over water, land, and food. And this is the fault of the British, Tony Blair, and the Americans who forced the creation of South Sudan and then refused to economically develop the country.
And of course, Mr. Freeman, will there be any likely intervention by the United Nations in this, or will it be solved nationally?
Well, there already is a United Nations force in the area, as you probably know, and there is an Ethiopian force, I believe, in the RBA. And there may well be more military deployments, but we've now seen military deployments in Mali, in the Ivory Coast, in Niger, in Central African Republic, and these military deployments are not solving the problem, because unless you have a strong country, a sovereign country, which does include a government that provides for its people in terms of infrastructure and water and energy and food and roads, your people are going to rebel. And I saw from the beginning, when South Sudan was created by a bunch of rascals in the United States and Britain to overthrow North Sudan and Bashir, the president of North Sudan in Khartoum, I saw that this was the likely outcome unless the country was developed, and it has not been developed. It's in a very serious situation right now, and I don't know where it's going to go, because the West itself is declining and refuses to actually help any country in the world, much less themselves, to actually raise their economic standard of living. So we're in for a very difficult situation. This could spread across the continent. You have a weak situation in Kenya. You have a weak situation in Somalia. You have people dying in other parts of Africa. We're seeing a genocide policy for the continent of Africa. And that's the policy that's causing this crisis in South Sudan.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Lawrence Freeman from Leesburg. Thanks to your thoughts there, sir.